With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Supreme Court's conservative justices asking some very tough questions about President Trump's unilateral tariff authority. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
In a huge legal test of Donald Trump's sweeping tariff powers, the High Court heard oral arguments about the president's use of an emergency law. Challengers argued he's using it illegally, while the administration said the law allows the president to use it to impose tariffs. Chief Justice John Roberts, along with Justices Amy Coney Barrett and Neil Gorsuch, expressed skepticism about bypassing Congress to levy tariffs. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The probe continues into that plane crash in Kentucky. NTSB member Todd Inman says it appears the left engine fell off of the UPS plane's port wing, and it fell off right before takeoff.
The first question was basically the engine that's been seen in some photographs. We do believe that that is the engine from the left side of the plane. It is actually on the airfield, so it's not off the airport property. That correlates with the video that we've seen of it detaching from the airplane while it is in flight. We also know that a fire was occurring during that time, and so we're analyzing that.
All three crew members on board were killed, in addition to nine other people on the ground. They are finding more bodies now in central Philippines in the wake of Typhoon Kalmega. The death count has now reached at least 241, and officials fear those numbers could climb dramatically. Scores are still missing throughout that region. The storm, in the meantime, has now moved off. It is moving into Vietnam. Forecasters there say very strong winds and heavy rain on the way. This is SRN News. Virginia Episcopalians are failing on reparations.
4 years ago, leaders of the denomination in the state set up a task force. They vowed to raise $10 million to give to the descendants of slaves and Native Americans. But according to Religion News Service, there is no evidence that even $1 has been raised or dispensed, and the presiding bishop has actually fired the task force. Meanwhile, the Episcopal Church USA has been hemorrhaging congregations and cash for years since embracing the LGBT agenda. Michael Harrington reporting.
And Lucy, a growing number of Americans are joining Quaker churches. They are still a very small minority in the general U.S. population, but Quakers have been here for centuries. William Penn was an English Quaker who founded Pennsylvania following the faith's emphasis on religious tolerance. Quakers have been highly influenced in a number of cities. This is SRN News. A potential strike at Starbucks.
The strike would start on November 13th, which is the day Starbucks plans to distribute free, reusable red cups. Red Cup Day is usually one of the company's busiest days of the year. The union organizing baristas, Starbucks Workers United, didn't say how many stores would be impacted, but it said workers in at least 25 cities plan to strike and more locations could be added. The union has been organizing workers since about 2021, but hasn't agreed to a contract with the company. Around 550 of Starbucks's 10,000 company-operated U.S. stores are unionized. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Another strong day on Wall Street Wednesday. Dow Industrials gaining 225 points at 47,311. S&P 500 was ahead 24 on the day, while the NASDAQ climbed 151 points. More details at srnnews.com.